CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland, where there is confusion about traveling overseas. So let us try to clarify what we can about the prices. If you are to stay home in Britain this summer and not go to France, or if you are to stay home in America and not travel to Britain or France, what does that mean for prices at the grocery store? Simon covers this story very carefully over these last weeks for Forbes and Barron's and the Wall Street Journal. And what I see consistently are Simon's identifying the foodstuffs that are higher and higher in price. Anybody needs to go to the grocery store can learn that. Simon, you picked at wheat and it's higher. You picked at sugar and it's higher. Now you're going to tell us about coffee. I'm enjoying a coffee day to day. Am I in trouble, Simon?
Oh, you're in big trouble if you like coffee. I would go and get a container from a container ship and fill it with coffee because this is going to be a long-standing increase in coffee prices. Arabica beans, which are the nice beans, the tasty beans that are used in bistros and which you probably are buying if you're buying loose beans or ground beans in a supermarket. Brazil dominates the production of Arabica beans worldwide, and it has had a terrible, terrible harvest this year, which has been caused by drought and by frost, alternately, and it's really harmed the amount of beans that can be produced. It's really, really quite stunningly bad. And it will likely go over into next year, made worse by the fact that there will be no inventory to carry over from this year to next year, which there normally is for most crops. You don't sell everything. You carry a certain amount of inventory. That won't happen this time. And analysts are calling this an unprecedented crisis. We've already seen the price of coffee at a wholesale level go up from $1 a pound to $2. Now, you probably pay $10 a pound normally, or between eight and 12 a pound in the grocery store. You can expect that to at least double over the coming months, because there's the markups, and then there's the added thing about you've got this supply chain problems, lack of workers to do stuff, higher costs of fuel for trucks. It all compounds and it goes up and up and up and up and up. Not very good. Not very good. And that's really, really bad. So I'd stock up if I were you. I would get maybe a 60-pound bag.
Hoarding always helps the supply chain inflation. Yeah. So all right. Now, Simon, you have posted an article about hotspots in the world. I looked at it carefully and saw that we might as well seek out cool spots in the world because there's so many hotspots. Simon is referring not only to the wildfires of Siberia that are now raging. We know that the fires in the west of the United States, this is wildfire season. There is a worldwide drought as well in Brazil, in Cuba, in the western part of the United States, in Siberia. What does this all mean for hotspots, Simon? Can we connect the climate, the pandemic, with the turmoil that we can identify in cities? Is there a one-to-one relationship, or are they separate worries?
Well, you make an interesting point here. We do know that when people get hungry or feel threatened, you get more political agitation. And so definitely when you're having extreme weather, such as wildfires and floods, you saw floods in Germany recently, and the wildfires seemingly all over the place, you get people fairly agitated and scared. And we're seeing the agitation really flare up in a lot of places. So if you go back 5 years, 6 years, even a decade ago, pretty much there wasn't a tremendous amount of geopolitical tension. Now there is, and it's really ramped up very, very fast. So China and Taiwan, the tension there is palpable, even from the distance from the UK to China. You can feel that the tension is there. You're seeing it in the Middle East between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And yesterday we saw a vessel attacked by Iran. Iran's denying it, but it's absolutely horrible. We're seeing the tension between Russia and Ukraine, and that's going on. We see the tension in Venezuela. I mean, this is keeping going on and on and on and on.
Simon, we must mention the tension between Scotland and England, don't you think, Simon? Yes, of course.
Except we haven't taken arms up yet each other, which is good.
Simon Constable. In Edinburgh, Scotland, it is August. It is festival time, but not so much. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.